time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 300,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the interview last week, and I hope that you've got something out of it and started to think about how to apply some of the information Tom had in your life. Can you believe it? We're almost at the end of May already. Just a couple of brief announcements, if you will. One, I'm going to be doing a podcast or a goal-setting podcast with a good friend of mine, David Didier, and you can find out information on that on the Facebook page. Also, I briefly announced this last week, but I have put together an online training. Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior is now an online training course. You will get the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, with it, as well as some great meditation audios. So it's off of Udemy, and it's over 3 hours worth of information that you will listen to, but then there's also assignments that you do, because one of the things, you know, we've talked about is you have to take action, and just listening to the podcast or reading the book is one thing, but you have to take action, and in this course, it helps you take that action. So if you want to take that, which I strongly recommend you take in the course, just go to warriormindtraining.com, or you can go to this page on my blog where this podcast is hosted, and you will see a link to get there. All right. Well, you know, I've been reading a book, or actually listening to a book. I do a lot of my books on audio, because when I get back from the gym, I'll put on the audiobook as I get my breakfast ready, as I get things ready. I listen to that because that's really valuable time for me in the morning. So I'm listening to a book, Smarter, Faster, Better. And it's a great book. It talks about thinking more effectively, thinking more efficiently, and how to put teams together. And they went to this, they were in this concept talking about mental models. Now, I know you've heard me talk about mental rehearsal. And mental rehearsal is when you are mentally rehearsing the outcome that you want. So you see yourself closing the sales, you see yourself winning the race, you see yourself going up to the person and asking them out for a date, and you see it in a successful way. What happens is why mental models are a little bit different is we want to play what if games with ourselves. So if we're, you know, the prime example is, I think it was Qantas Flight 62, I believe, back in November of 2010, where things just started to go haywire. And the captain had performed some mental models way beforehand, for a full year beforehand. Every time he flies, he performs these mental models, these what-if games. You know, if the engine blows out here, what am I going to do? If this happens here, what am I going to do? If this happens here. And he kept playing these mental models in his mind, so when this accident happened, he was calm enough and was able to focus on what's important. There was another flight about a year before that did not happen and unfortunately crashed. Well, have you ever been into a meeting? Have you ever been into a situation and all of a sudden you're asked to provide feedback and you're just lost? You just don't know what to do. All of a sudden you're like the spotlight is on you and you have no idea what to say. Well, mental modeling helps prevent that. When we are sometimes overwhelmed with either too much information or we're someplace else and we'll take too much information first, which is very appropriate in this day and age, when we're overloaded with too much information, we can develop what is called cognitive tunneling. Big word. But basically, it means that we just are focused on the first thing that's in front of us. And we're not aware of anything else around us. And this happens when physically, meaning our vision can become tunnel vision if we're in the fight or flight syndrome, because our resources go to our vision to see what's in front. And when that happens to us in a physical environment, we literally don't see anything else around us. And this also happens in the mental environment. So they kind of go hand in glove. So when we have so much information that is bombarding us, we can develop this cognitive tunneling or tunnel vision, where all we see is what's in front of us. And this can also happen if our mind isn't, let's just say, active. And again, if you're in a meeting and people are talking and giving information, and they go, "Hey, Tom, what do you think about this?" If you're not actively engaged in that meeting, your mind has wandered someplace else, you'll develop cognitive tunneling because you'll be called in the spotlight and not know what to say, and most likely say something pretty silly, which will reflect poorly on you. And so this mental modeling concept it's a practice, again, just like everything else we talk about here, it's a practice, and I akin it to, you know, when your mind is in motion. So our conscious mind is always in motion. We can either direct that motion or it's just going to wander all over the place. And if we can direct that motion, we can then reassign it or focus it without having cognitive tunneling. It's kind of like, you know, a baseball player goes up to bat, and the bat is moving, and it's easier to move the bat when it's moving than when it's standing still. And that's the same thing with our mind. If we play these what-if scenarios, if we start telling ourselves stories, now here's the critical part on this. We tell ourselves stories every single day, but most of the stories we tell ourselves are bad and disempowering. With mental modeling, we use what-if exercises. So, you know, you're driving down the highway and you go, okay, what if this car swerves over here? What am I going to do? What if I get a flat? What am I going to do? And it's not worrying like, oh my gosh, what if I get a flat? Oh, it's like it's playing a game with your mind to keep it active so that if anything does happen, you'll have the resources to avert that. And so mental modeling can provide these aspects to overcome hurdles. For instance, if you're on a diet, if you're on a nutrition program, and you don't do mental modeling, you may end up at last minute going out to lunch with your friends and then being stuck because you don't know what to order. So you fall back and order the bread, you order the pizza, you order whatever else there is. Well, if you take a few minutes and do mental modeling as you're going to the restaurant, you go, okay, there's a restaurant there. Maybe I can look for a salad. And what if they don't have a salad? Well, then I can ask for food cooked this way. And then you start going through this mental modeling so that when you get to the restaurant, you're calm, you know what to order, and you order it. And this is just a simple thing. I mean, how many times have we just been caught off guard and we don't know what to do? Well, that's part of that cognitive tunneling. So with mental modeling, we want to play these what-if games, but we also want to create a narrative during our life. So as you're perhaps getting dressed to go to work, you go, okay, I'm putting my pants on now, I'm doing this, I'm doing, I'm brushing my teeth. So you want to keep an internal dialogue, but be aware of it. Because again, the conscious mind is going to create an internal dialogue for us if we don't control that dialogue. And most of that time, that dialogue is not empowering. It's not helpful. It does what-if scenarios, but it's mainly, this is going to happen bad, this is going to happen bad. And actually, in my course, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, I talk about four great ways to cut off those ants, those automatic negative thoughts. Mental modeling is looking at solutions. So we want to see there's a challenge that comes up, but we then want to play out the solutions. And it's a really, really effective way of going through life. Again, you know, it can be taken to the smallest thing as a nutrition. It can also be in a sales meeting. Okay, I'm going here. I'm going to talk to the client. What if they say this? What if they say this? What if they say this? And you role play and you do these what if scenarios. And then when you go in to that client, they may say those things and you'll be fine. If they don't, you're still fine. So this mental modeling is really, really important. And some of the key things to do with this, to create that, is to read books outside your norm. So if you love science fiction, if you love personal development, read something else, read something different that will give you more information that you can connect what seems unrelated dots together. And this is what's so important about a mastermind group. A mastermind group is individuals of different backgrounds, and you challenge each other's theories because it's out of your norm. And so what you want to do in a mastermind group, and also read books out of your norm, is try to connect unrelated dots together. How does this apply to this? How does this apply to my life now? How does this? And when you can start to read books out of your norm and then start connecting those dots, you'll have more resources to come up with solutions. And this is what we want, right? We're all going to be faced with challenges, but we want to have enough resources where we can face those challenges and move beyond them. And then there's another way to help develop this mental modeling, and that's create a web of ideas that show seemingly unrelated ideas connected. And that gets back to reading the books. So as you come up with different ideas, how can you connect them? What's a common thread that holds them together? And this is just a wonderful process. So this takes mental rehearsal to a different level. Again, mental rehearsal is visualizing, feeling, seeing, smelling, sensing the outcome that you desire. And that is critical. That is important for reaching your goals. You'll want to see yourself achieving those goals. Mental modeling works in overcoming the obstacles that you may overcome or you may face in the process of attaining those goals. And we are such a multitasking society now, and my view on that is just absolutely, we can't get anything done with multitasking. But as we multitask, we're not focused on anything. And so, you know, we could be on the phone with somebody and texting somebody, and we get a very important email, and we just kind of respond to it without thinking about it. And then when we get off of that and read and go, "Why gosh, why did I say that?" Mental modeling helps prevent that. As far as when we're multitasking, and the first thing is really we should stop multitasking and be able to focus on each thing. But when we feel overwhelmed, and I have a lot of clients come to me, they're overwhelmed. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And they don't see that they're basically chasing their own tail. And if they took time to just stop for even 10 minutes and mental model their day from the very beginning, a lot of those issues would go away. So I strongly recommend picking up the book, Smarter, Faster, Better, and also jumping on my course, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, and that is warriormindtraining.com, to find out how to develop this mindset. Because if you're not training your mind already, to go ahead and go into mental modeling is going to be tough, because it is a step up from visualization. It is a step up from mental rehearsal. And if you haven't been able to control your thoughts, the first thing that you need to do is to be able to control your thoughts. And that's where Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior comes in. If you are still having challenges after picking up my book or the program, contact me for an introductory consultation. But again, the book Smarter, Faster, Better, my program, warriormindtraining.com. So that's the podcast for today. Hope you liked it. If you did, would love to hear from you. If you didn't, would love to hear from you. And I've been getting some great feedback from all the podcasts. Matter of fact, I'm getting some guests lined up for some new podcasts coming up here, some just amazing guests. So please provide any feedback that you desire at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.